We're going to continue now with Ken Timmerman. He's an author. He's a journalist. He travels around the world, and he has had conversation with some of the leaders of this world. We'll dig into some of his thoughts as it relates to that in just a moment. Ken, Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Jimmy.
Thanks for joining us. The number one story of the year has to be the Iranian nuclear program, coupled with the radical rhetoric and actions of the Iranian leader Ahmadinejad. But the lead story today is the death of Saddam. I've just talked a few moments ago with Bob McGinnis about the ramifications of Saddam's execution. Before we get to the subject at hand and the madman there in Iran, what about the madman and his death in Iraq? What are your thoughts?
Well, death to the dictator, and thank God that he is finally gone. He has met his just end. I think there are millions of Iraqis today who are rejoicing to find that Saddam has finally been executed legally, publicly, and not in secret, and after a trial.
Do you think this there will be repercussions in the Middle East because of this?
Not particularly. I think the people who say that there's going to be an outbreak of violence in Iraq are essentially playing right into the hands of the insurgents. They're going to try to do whatever they can, but frankly, I think they are going full out as it is. I don't think they have a great deal of surge capability. Yes, you're going to see continued violence, but I don't think a dramatic uptick because of this.
Ken, would you not agree that Ahmadinejad has taken over the reins with the ambition to be the pan-Islamic leader of the Middle East, taking those reins from Saddam?
Well, if Saddam ever had them, Saddam tried to be the leader of the Arabs. He was never a pan-Islamic leader because he was rejected by the Shias because of his eight-year war with Iran, Shiite Iran. Ahmadinejad, on the other hand, is trying, as you say correctly, is trying to be a leader of all Muslim countries. And he is not putting forward Iran's Shiite makeup, but he's putting forward his messianic philosophy, his Islamic messianic philosophy, and trying to be a leader with nuclear weapons for the entire Muslim world.
Well, that messianic complex that he has is focused on Israel and how he wants to destroy them. Would you not agree?
Yes, and it's also focused on the United States. Don't forget, he says, we will wipe Israel off the map and we will destroy America. And he says these things are possible. So it's a twofold message. His message truly is to bring about Muslim rule in the world. He has sent a series of letters out to world leaders, including to President Bush, where he lays out this ideology and essentially invites other leaders in the world and other populations, such as Americans, to embrace Islam. And if we do not bow down to that peaceful invitation on his part, then under Muslim, according to Muslim history and Muslim tradition, he then has the right to kill us.
Now, Ken, I know that you have spoken with several Israeli leaders. Do you think, push come to shove, bottom line, would Israel go it alone to try to take out Ahmadinejad and his nuclear program?
I don't think that they would go after him personally, and I know for a fact that the last thing the Israelis want to have to do is to go it alone against Iran's nuclear weapons program. However, as the timeline ticks forward, and we're looking at Iran potentially armed with nuclear weapons by September 2007, just next year. As that timeline ticks forward, the Israelis are getting increasingly nervous, and they would very much like to get other countries involved to walk back or blow back this program so they don't have to do it by themselves.
In the recent local elections there in Iran, the reformers seem to have fared pretty well, much better than the president's party in Iran. Does this weaken Ahmadinejad?
Well, it should weaken him somewhat, but frankly, I wouldn't hold too much stock in these so-called elections in Iran. First of all, they are not elections as we hold elections here in this country. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had to choose all the candidates, had to approve all of the candidates. Or imagine on the other side of Karl Rove had to approve all of the candidates who could stand election. That's what you've got in Iran. You have a one-party state with the ruling party deciding on who can actually run for office. In this particular case, you had a factional struggle in Iran with the faction that is less in favor of Ahmadinejad. They're not opposed to him, but less in favor of him, ruling against his candidate. So he has slightly less influence now in that factional struggle. But look, here's the bottom line. He controls the Revolutionary Guards. They pledged loyalty to him, something that has never been done in the Islamic Republic before, since 1979. The leaders, the military leaders of the Revolutionary Guards, came to his office when he took office, when he took power in August of 2005, and personally pledged loyalty the way that al-Qaeda leaders pledged loyalty to Osama bin Laden. So he's got control on the nuclear program. He's got control of the ballistic missiles.
Quick look into 2007 for both Iran and Ahmadinejad.
Well, I think you're going to see Iran giving us a nuclear surprise. Ahmadinejad himself has said this. He said that they will have a surprise for the world by February. Now, by the way, before he'd been saying by March, by the end of March. Now he's saying by February there will be a nuclear surprise for the world. I don't think you're going to see him weaker unless there is an internal coup in Iran, and that is possible. You have the Rafsanjani faction, which would like to continue the nuclear weapons program, but just do it with more smiles turned to the West. There have been rumblings of a military coup against Ahmadinejad, and that remains the one thing on the horizon that could cause him trouble.
Ken Timmerman, he's been a broadcast partner with us in 2006, and we're looking forward to that possibility for 2007 as well. Ken, thank you so very much for what you bring to the table. Those eavesdropping on these conversations need to know what you say, and we're so grateful for you being there for us to do exactly that. And by the way, have a happy, happy new year.
Well, it's going to be a real hot 2007, I'll tell you, Jimmy. Thank you so much, and God bless.